Trauma surgeons, other doctors, and staff at Bay State Medical Center, as well as the hospital itself, are helping to fund the gun buyback program that will be held March 2nd at the Springfield Police Department headquarters. Dr. Ronald Gross, the chief of trauma and acute care surgery at the hospital, spearheaded the effort that resulted in a contribution of $2,450 to buy back guns.
Buying back these guns is not a solution. Buying back these guns is a visual, a tangible alert. It's a flag. It's a beacon in the night, and it's reminding people that we have a serious problem.
Gross said he hopes the attention the program receives will spark a dialogue on not only the availability of guns, but on the causes of violence, including poverty and mental health issues. In some cities, gunshot victims account for 65% of the cases that come into hospital emergency rooms. At Bay State in Springfield, it's roughly 15%, according to Dr. Gross.
But nonetheless, we are all visual victims of this rampage.
Springfield Police and the Hamden District Attorney will conduct the countywide program on March 2nd. Donations from private sources to fund it total about $10,000. People can bring working firearms to the Springfield Police headquarters from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or arrangements can be made to have the weapons picked up. Springfield Police Sergeant John Delaney said a gun can be exchanged for a $50 cash card, which will be doubled for an assault weapon.
What we want to do is make Springfield, Hamden County safer, to get these guns out of homes that potentially can be stolen in a housebreak, to make sure they don't end up in the wrong hands.
The last gun buyback program in Greater Springfield was in 2009, when about 100 firearms were turned in.
A lot of the guns, a great majority of them, that end up on the streets in the wrong hands, they come from housebreaks, and we track this. And guns that are used in a murder one day were stolen in a housebreak somewhere in Hamden County a week before. And when thieves break into people's homes, the top two things they look for are, first, it's money, and the next is weapons. And they know where to look for it. And a lot of people don't secure these weapons.
Other sponsors of the gun buyback include Convenient Cards, the Springfield Sheridan Hotel, and the Springfield Business Improvement District. Each contributed $2,500, according to BID Executive Director Don Cordemache.
By far, you know, downtown's biggest issue is the perception of public safety. You know, we strongly believe that perception is reality, and anything we can do to combat the perception that downtown Springfield is an unsafe place, we're at the table on.
A number of gun buyback programs have been held across the country in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook school shooting. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.